kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome into another week of Settle the Score. I'm your host, Matt Nose, joined as always by the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Mr. Andy Merriweather.
Wow, I really appreciate that. That's the first time this ever happened to me, so that's great. I don't have the same energy, but I love that. If I ever get the chance to intro the show, that's where I'm going with it. I hadn't made up my mind on that, but now I have. That was epic. So appreciate it. I'm ready for the game now. Is that like a basketball thing, more of a boxing thing? UFC?
I think it's just kind of a sports thing.
A sports
general
thing
over here.
Yeah.
Depending on what it is, could be a boxing match, could be wrestling. For Christ's sakes.
Yeah, we don't really have that on our British sports. It's much more traditional. Little fanfare at the start, and everyone walks out quietly. It's not very epic.
Takes the group shot, you know, on the set.
That's it. Yeah, everyone. Yeah, 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 lovely.
Yeah, exactly. So not something we do over here.
Yeah.
all right. Well, welcome into another week of Settle the Score. We're excited for today's show. We have two returning guests. It's been a while since we've had either of them on, so we're excited to have them back. So please help us welcome for her second appearance ever on the show. Please say hello once again to Christina V. Christina, lovely to see you again.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Welcome back. How are things in your neck of the woods?
It's currently freezing cold. It's about 15 degrees outside. Love in life. But yeah, life is good. I've been watching a lot of Grey's Anatomy, a lot of General Hospital. I've been reading books, listening to podcasts, doing a whole lot of consuming media that's not movies. So Totally prepared for today, ready to crush it. This is a fun time. I'm so excited you guys asked me to come back.
Well, if we ever do a medical series docudrama show, not docudrama, but drama show, you're the first person we'll reach out to.
I'm in. I got you. At this point, I feel pretty confident I could perform surgery. I've seen every episode more than once. I'm ready.
Does Grey's Anatomy have themes? Does it have a score running throughout? Is it like a show like that?
They do have a few songs that are featured heavily, Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol is a big one.
Oh, wow. Look, let me pander to your watching.
Oh, wow. Just knows it straight away.
Danny died. See Alex.
Oh, is this someone dying?
Yeah, this was that was the first time it was used.
Yeah, there you go. I got it.
Yeah. No worries. Thank you for that. That's the only song I'll know tonight.
Well, that's five points because you knew that was Grey's Anatomy. And it worked the other way around, but hey ho.
Yeah, considering she's the one that told you what the song is and from the show, and you want to give her 5 points for that?
Hey, look.
Listen, I might need it.
I feel bad for anyone that's done 20 Grey's Anatomy marathons.
Yeah, man, you'd be great on a debate team. Guys, come on. What, that's your rejoinder to this? Okay. All right. Well, you are taking on another favorite of ours. He is co-host of the only podcast that covers Harrison Ford exclusively, the Ford Fiesta podcast for the Movie Guys. Please help us welcome back Mr. Adam Witt. How are you, sir?
I'm better now, gentlemen. Good to see your faces. Happy New Year. And thanks for having me on the show again. This is great. And great to see you, Christy.
You too.
Yeah. I really hate to, we hate to brag here in California about the weather. So let's just say it's unseasonably cold here too.
Yeah, it was. Last week was a little bit cooler too. So it was it got down to 40 something.
42.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Frigid. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's kind of cold for you guys. I feel your pain.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a wet cold for some reason too. So
yeah.
Yeah, high humidity every day. All right. Well, are the two of you ready to play today's game?
Oh, yes.
Sure. I showed up. Let's go for it.
That's the spirit.
Bring on the troll songs I don't know.
All right. Here's the bell for round number one.
Adam, Rocky III. Oh, that wasn't the song. Sorry.
Sadly not. Sadly not. All right, Adam, you will have opening choice in this first round. It is 1 through 5. Every question is worth 10 points. Once you make your selection, I will give a clue and Andy will begin playing. When either of you think you know the movie that it's from, buzz in with your name. I will call on you and you're guessing the movie itself. So don't worry about the title of the song. There's a bonus question worth 5 points, but I'll give you the rules of that when we come to it. So Mr. Witt, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin today's show?
I hate to let people who are going to face me in the future know that I have a strategy here, but it's if you've watched a couple of my appearances, I'm going to go with 1.
Smart, smart.
Watch how this plays out.
Number one it is. Your clue is Hazy Stupid Love. Hazy Stupid Love.
City of Stars.
Adam.
Adam.
That's La La Land?
That is correct for 10 points.
Paul would be so proud of me right now.
He just barely beat you in, Christina. Yeah. It's whoever starts their name first.
It's fine.
That was so close.
All right, Adam, bonus question time. You have a choice. It's worth 5 points. Some of these are easy and some of these are hard. You can choose to go it alone, but if you get the question wrong, you'll lose the 5 points, or you can open it up to you and Christina. No one will lose any points, but if she gets it right, she will cut into your 10-0 lead. So my question is, do you want to be a dick or not?
I do not. Generosity, I feel, is the key to winning this game. I'm going to open it up to the whole crowd here. Andy, you too.
Jump in.
Do I decide how many people can weigh in on this? Both of you guys as well?
As many people, I guess, technically. You could elect to have us all.
Super not a dick.
All right. It's open to you both, so buzz in with your name. If you think you have the answer, here's your bonus question. Damien Chazelle and Ryan Gosling worked together one other time on what movie?
Wit.
Wit.
First Man.
That is correct for 5 points.
Nice.
He's smart opening it up because it's like, I'm not going to know.
seriously, they go insane with some of the... How many heads were blown open in Suicide Squad? Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one. All right. all right, Adam, you have control, sir. 2 through 5. Where are we going next?
I'm going to go with the Secret of the Ooze, number 2.
Number 2, it is. Your clue is Axe Body Spray. Axe Body Spray.
Okay, here we go.
I used to be a renegade. I used to fool around.
Wit.
Wit.
Is this American Psycho?
That is correct for 10 points. Right.
Axe Body Spray. That's a pretty good clue.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, is it like a douchebag movie? So, like, is it just a movie?
It is a douchebag movie.
Yeah.
And the clue helped because I don't think you were at the point of that song where I would have recognized it. I was just like, it's got to be. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to hear the whole song now, though, too.
All right, Adam, bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
We should just say our names, say the answer. Andy continues. And then at the end of it, we find out, was I right? You know?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Bonus question, sir. What would you like to do?
Oh, I would like to open up to everybody and anybody and for all the children of the world to come together and sing.
All right. Here is your bonus question and open to you both. Three actors in American Psycho later went on to play villains in superhero movies.
Oh.
Name one actor and the villain they played.
Just one?
Just one.
Oh, wait. Sorry, no.
I can see American Psycho.
Oh, the villain they played. What's his name? Damn it. Okay. Who else is in that movie?
Oh man. I can literally think of Reese Witherspoon, and I'm like, she was the angel in Little Nicky. Does that count?
This is not, unfortunately.
Oh.
Technically, there's four, but the fourth wasn't wow. a main villain or a main villain in there.
I can't think the rest of the cast of that movie. Oh, yes, I can. Yes, okay. I just can't think of the name.
Yeah, I just feel like all he did.
Either don't know the villain's name or I don't know the actor's name. What's that guy's name?
Either you two want to take a guess?
I'm going to say with I guessed. Reese Witherspoon, the angel, and Little Nicky.
Christian Bale in that in Thor, Love and Thunder. But what's the guy's name?
Yeah, you got to come up with the name of the villain.
That's a tough one.
That villain is Gore.
Oh.
There's also Willem Dafoe as Green Goblin.
Oh.
I forgot he was,
was in it. Yeah.
Jared Leto as the Joker.
Oh, of course. I was like, who else is in that movie? That was.
Yeah, that was our problem. I couldn't think of anybody else because I feel like he murders everybody.
Yeah. And then technically, had you said Josh Lucas, he was like the second villain in Hulk.
Oh, you were, he was. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Josh Lucas's year.
Yeah. When they were pushing it pretty hard.
In the Hulk.
All right. No bonus points awarded there. But Adam, you have choice still 3, 4, or 5.
I think I'm going to go with Season of the Witch. Let's go with 3.
All right. Number 3 it is. Your clue comes to us from our patron, Juan Reyes, and it is...
Thank you, Juan.
Nostalgia, 4 miles. Nostalgia, 4 miles.
I don't know what you've been told. Time is running out. No need to take it slow. I'm stepping to your toe-to-toe. You should be scared, honey, maybe so. I am worried about it right now. Keeping dreams alive, 1999 heroes. I am worried about it right now.
Swimming Christina?
Christina.
Top Gun Maverick?
That is correct for 10 points.
Oh, wow.
Nice job. I was about to give a second clue.
I was like, nostalgia, I'm going for it. I'm just going to go with the clue. And I was like, I feel like it was a recent song. Yes. Pulled something out.
Nice.
Got it. All right. Makes it 25 to 10. Christina, bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
Oh, no. I'll keep it open because why not? I'll be nice.
All right. It's open to you both. Let me finish the whole question first. Here's your bonus question. Top Gun and Top Gun Maverick have the second longest span of how many years between the original release and the sequel? The first person that guesses, it's worth 10 points, and we'll give it to you if you're within 2 years. Second person that guesses is worth 5 points. We'll give it to you if you're within 1 year, and we'll tell you if the previous person was high or low. So it's the second longest span between the original release and the sequel in all of movie history.
I should super know this.
If you can guess it within 2 years, it's worth 10 points.
But it's fun to guess this. Adam.
Adam.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2?
Or do we have to guess the years apart between
the movies? Yeah, the years apart. You're guessing the years apart between the movies.
Okay.
So that's math. So I'll go Christina.
Christina.
And I'll say 33 years.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. You do not lose any points, and so do you both. Adam?
Sorry, I didn't hear the question right.
You didn't. So it's the span of years between the two movies' release. It's the second longest in cinema history.
I see.
Now it's worth 5 points. We'll give it to you within 1 year. She said 33, and she was low.
She was low.
How old was I when Maverick came out? See, I messed up.
36.
Spot on the money. 36 years it is.
Five is that points. Maverick's 36?
36 no? years to Maverick. From 1986 to 2022 is 36 years.
Okay.
Oh, snap.
Adam gets the points. 5 points to Adam.
I'll take it. I didn't actually do the math. That was hilarious. I'm like, I feel like I've read the number 36 in an article about Top Gun.
I was like, I was born in 1988. How old was I when Maverick came out? And
right.
I'm not the same age, so it wasn't
minus 3.
I'm just gonna take a guess.
Carry the 1. It was my understanding there would be no math.
Yeah. It's the only it's the only one. It's the only one.
Gotcha.
All right, makes it 30-10, but Christina, you have choice 4 or 5. Where would you like to go next?
I'll mess up the pattern. I'll go 5.
Oh, monkey wrench. All right, number 5 it is. Clue comes to us from Andrew Scanlon, and it is defrost the meatloaf, please. Defrost the meatloaf, please.
Oh.
Once again, that is from Andrew Scanlon. Here we go.
That sound doesn't sound right. Sorry. I think I've keyed it in. No, I haven't. I've done the wrong song. Okay, cool. And here we go. Apologies. Sound was right. Here we go.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
Wit.
Wit.
Rocky Horror Picture Show?
That is correct. Yes. For 10 points.
That's a great clue.
Yeah.
All right. Adam, bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
I do not. Ever. That is my philosophy. That is all my right. Code. That is my code.
His creed. All right. It's open to you both then, buzzing with your name. In Rocky Horror Picture Show, who plays the iconic character, Dr. Frankenfurter?
Wit.
Christina.
Wit.
Tim Curry.
That is correct.
Sorry. Say V. That's also quicker than Christina.
It's whoever starts their name first. He started it before.
It's fine. It's fine. It's all fair.
But V is one letter.
I'm just bummed I missed the math question. I was trying to think of how old I was. I'm never going to get past that one.
All I can't believe right.
I got it without doing any math, but actually
I feel like I denied my age for so long that I couldn't.
That's
right.
All right. We have one left in the opening round. And your clue comes to us from our patron, Eric Grebner. And it is the hop around the corner. The hop around the corner.
I've been meaning to tell you.
I'm guessing off the clue. I'm going to say You've Got Mail.
That is incorrect. Ooh. That is incorrect. So, Adam, you can hear more of the song if you like.
Yeah, I would like to because I know what direction you guys are going in. I just haven't zeroed in on which one of these has a hop in it. Oh!
Got this feeling that won't subside. I look at you and I fantasize. Now I've got you in my sights. Look at you and I can't disguise. I've got.
I just love that we can hear him play the whole thing because I didn't have to buzz in. I might. I'm between two movies. This the clues seem to indicate one thing, but it's Dirty Dancing, right?
That is correct for 10 points.
I'm glad Dirty I let you go because I don't know, for some reason the beginning sounded very pretty in pink. Sorry, Christine.
Yeah, no. When I rewatch New Girl, that's in my rotation. Jessica Day, that's her breakup movie, so she just cries to that song.
Oh. See, TV right. Can teach us something about movies.
Yeah, see?
Kids.
All right, we have one bonus question left in this opening round, sir. Is your credo still the same?
My credo holds, good sir.
All right, it's open to you both then. Here's your bonus question. What voice of Lumiere in Beauty and the Beast plays Baby's dad, Jake, in Dirty Dancing?
Hmm.
That's a fun fact. I didn't voice know.
Really?
He's in Beauty and the Beast, plays Baby's dad in Dirty Dancing.
I don't know his name.
I've only seen Dirty Dancing once, and it's long.
I will say this, Christina, given your affection for television, he is mostly known as a television actor.
I know he is. I just don't know what his name is.
Okay. I mean, I know the name of an actor that I think plays maybe the dad in Dirty Dancing, but there's no way he's the voice of Lumiere. I don't know why I think that
Keith, you can't lose any points.
Is David Keith, the father in Dirty Dancing?
That incorrect.
Yeah, okay.
Incorrect. it's Jerry Orbach.
Oh, yeah. Jerry Orbach. That's Lumiere?
Yep,
yeah.
That is Lumiere. Wow, cool.
All right, no points awarded. So the end of the first round, it's 55-10.
Oh, God.
You're still in this. There's a ton of points left.
I'm trying. I'm saying my name. I got to be faster. All right. I'm trying not to hesitate, but then I'm wrong.
It's okay. I'm an obsessive in some of this stuff. It's been a problem most of my life. Thank God for the show. So place I can apply it.
Yeah. Pays dividends some places.
Everywhere else. Like, did you really segue into a conversation about that? Yeah. Anyway.
All right, here's the bell for round number two. All right, this is our 5-second round. So, Christina, you will have opening choice in this round of 1 through 5. Once you make your selection, I'll give a clue, and Andy will play a 5-second snippet of the song. It could be from anywhere in the song. It's his choice entirely. If either of you can guess the movie on that opening 5 seconds, it's worth 10 points. Otherwise, if we have to go to a second five of music, it drops the point value down to 5 points. So, Christina, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin round number two?
Start with 3.
All right. 3 it is. Your clue comes to us from our patron, Ken Whitehurst, and it is Apocalypse Wow. Apocalypse Wow.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. Apocalypse Wow.
Oh my God.
Okay. You guys can hear that again if you like.
Yeah, I'll hear it again, but I'm already thinking it. We got to go to the next set of notes because that's just the intro to.
But I don't know why it would be an apocalyptic movie.
Apocalypse Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to need the next 5 notes, I think.
Christina, what would
you like to guess? I can't guess again then, right?
There may be an opportunity to guess again, but I would have to let you know when you could guess again.
Okay. Because part of me is like, I just kind of have to go for it because I'm so far
the way
behind.
It would work is if we go to the second five and Adam doesn't know it at that point, I would give a second clue. But upon giving the second clue, guessing would be open to all of you.
It'd be open again.
Okay. Can we hear the first 5 notes again before I make my decision?
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Wit. I'm just going to throw out apocalyptic movies just to see if I get. Is it At World's End?
Incorrect. Yeah. Incorrect.
I didn't think so. That'd be one of those '90s songs.
I'll throw out a guess. Why not?
Yeah, free guess.
Anywhere. Independence Day.
Also incorrect. Okay. Also incorrect. So we'll go to the second five of music.
Yeah.
And then after that, if neither of you've zeroed in on it, then I'll give you another clue.
Okay.
Okay.
And we can both guess at this point again because we're getting the second 5 notes
here. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, yeah, woo, woo, while you're all in my ear talking a whole bunch of shit that I ain't trying to hear. Get back, motherfucker.
Wit.
Wit.
Attack the Block?
Incorrect.
God.
Incorrect. Nice pull, though.
Yeah, no, I think I know what it is, though. Yeah, I do know what it is now. I do.
I think Christy enjoys white British guy rapping as
that was like I knew the song, so I knew it was coming.
Yeah, Matt, so that was on the list. An experience. Yeah, make me do that. Yeah,
yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh wow.
That's also you know, it's always in service of like the movie is it's exactly. A pivotal scene.
All these rappers, they all have musicians for them. I'm doing it all. Two hands in right. Two
just
hands
trying
in
to think of a movie that would require rap music as the world is ending around us. Oh.
Yeah, I think I know what this one is.
Well, Christina, you can throw out a guess now, and then I can give a second clue, and you both can guess again. So you get a free guess right now, since Adam's already guessed twice.
Okay. What seems apocalyptic that would include a rap song? I don't know. My mom watches like every disaster movie too. I should know this. Let's just do The Day After Tomorrow.
Incorrect. So I'll give another clue. And your clue comes to us from Andrew Scanlon, and it is Camo Cameos. Camo Cameos. And Apocalypse Wow.
Wit. The Watch?
Incorrect. Hmm.
Oh. Is it This Is the End?
Incorrect.
Oh, you know, that was my very first guess. I just hadn't said that yet.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, those guys would be listening. There'd be
there's a lot of cameos in there.
And the song would suit it.
Oh, Camo Cameo. Oh.
Camo Cameos. I'll give a third clue.
Okay.
We're going to be like, this clue. Is so dumb.
Clue comes to us from Matt Scanlon, and it is Jungle to Jungle.
It's a great movie, by the way.
Oh.
I don't think you know the definition of the word.
V?
Go ahead.
I don't feel like this is apocalyptic, but I'm just going to go with it anyway. I'll say Tropic Thunder.
That is correct for 5 points. It's a play on Apocalypse Now.
Yes, it is.
Not Apocalypse movies, but 5 points to Christina.
That music, is that the music for the...
The Tom Cruise dance.
Is that when Tom Cruise is dancing?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. There's so many great little pieces of music you could pull out for that movie.
Yeah, as soon as you guys fixated on the Apocalypse thing, like apocalyptic movie, it was like tough because we can't obviously lean you back, but it was obviously because the movie parody is Apocalypse Now. Yeah.
That's great.
All right, Christina, you have choice 1, 2, 4, or 5.
Let's go 1.
All right. 1 it is. Clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst, and it is Mr. Spock's Childcare. Mr. Spock's Childcare.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Oh, B.
Christina.
3 Men and a Baby.
Correct for 10 points.
Directed by Leonard Nimoy.
I love
fantastic. Wow.
And there's also the Dr. Spock's child care book thing that's been a bestseller for like 50 years.
Yes, which is why I was thinking it was Raising Arizona. I was like,
okay.
Are they going to deliver Raising Arizona? Because that's popped up on the show before. It's a fun one to hear Andy play.
I like that one too.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, Christina, you got 25 points now.
By Nimoy, man.
Climbing back in. You have your choice, 2, 4, or 5.
I'll stick with my odd numbers. We'll go 5.
All right. 5 it is. And your clue is... News of the World. News of the World.
Who's that lady? Who's that lady?
Wait. Anchorman.
That is correct for 10 points. Yeah, full disclosure, Adam, before we started recording, was like, I went back and listened, and he started talking about the fact that we'd used Anchorman on a show that he watched, and I was like, well, Nothing we can do about that now.
I wasn't going to tell you that story for exactly that reason. I thought of that. I was like, oh, it's this. But
honestly, it happens more often than you think.
Right. Somebody brings something up at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And you're
Before the show starts, they'll bring up like three movies and all three of them are on the show that week. And you're like, well, okay,
that is good etiquette that. Coming on the show, though. Don't reference any movies before we get into the, you know.
Yes. Yeah, so talk about Grey's Anatomy.
Just talk about Grey's.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Riptide. Been watching a lot of Riptide.
All right, Adam, you now have choice 2 or 4.
Oh, let's go 2.
All right, 2 it is. Clue comes to us from patron Houston Bodily, and it is The Big Snort. The Big Snort.
Okay.
A lot
of drugs.
Right. A lot of options.
Yeah.
V.
What was it called?
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Just correct for 10 points.
The Big Good Snort. One. That's great. That's an excellent clue.
Yes. I love when they go with a curveball and go a cappella or something like that. That's that's very clever. Good one.
At first, I was like, is that really the music? just messing with us. He's just trying to get in his own.
If you'd gone for the second 5, I would have clearly rapped. Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear the second 5? Let's hear the second 5. Let's go.
Let's go for the second 5. Oh, that'd be crazy if we didn't
even joke it out. Yeah.
All right. Makes it 65-35. And we have one left in this second round. In your clue comes to us from Joe Farrelly, and it is Obsession by Calvin Klein. Obsession by Calvin Klein.
Doesn't help me, Joe, but thank you.
I'm just a fool. A fool.
Back to the Future.
That is correct for 10 points.
Thank you, Joe.
Nice.
Yeah, you just slagged off on his comment.
Yeah, sorry. Joe's good people. I know Joe. So he's a good dude. Thank you, Joe.
Man, that's a good song to pick. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that is a good one.
You're really good at answering with your initial.
I should stick with that.
It's either that or you're good at the 5-second round, but I think it's the way you're answering.
You just happen to pick movies that I've watched several times.
Good round.
Two or three others in the first round that you didn't get that you were just a split second behind. So
true.
Yeah. The bonus questions, actual movie trivia, I'm not good at. So round one is
in Olympics terms, I'm only winning by 0.25 seconds or something.
Sometimes that is the massive difference that is the entire game. All right.
That much.
Into round two, it's 65-45 with Adam in the lead. And here's your bell for round number 3. All right, Adam, since you're in the lead, you will have opening choice in this the final round. And this is our bidding round. So once you make your selection of 1 through 5, I'll give a clue. And you will open the bidding with the number of notes that you would like to guess. 4 is the minimum.
Okay.
The max is however many you'd like it to be. Once you do your opening bid, then we'll go over to you, Christina, and you can bid one note fewer all the way down to 0. But we bid back and forth until one person tells the other to settle the score. And at that point, that person is answering alone. The point values are, at 10 notes and above, it's worth 10 points. 6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. 3 to 5 notes, it's worth 20. And 0 to 2 notes, it's worth 25 points. Do you guys want me to repeat that since you're writing it down?
No, it's 3 to 6 is 20. And then what's
3 to 5?
Or 3 to 5
is 20.
I guess so.
0 to 2 is 25. Okay. If you get the question wrong, your opponent automatically gets the points.
Oh, okay.
You each have a lifeline that you can use one time to ask for an extra clue, but you only have one of those.
If you get it wrong, your opponent automatically gets the points. Is that what you just said?
That is correct.
Right.
You have a lifeline that you can use one time to ask for a second clue. And then finally, if your opponent gets the question wrong and you think you know the answer, you can double down on it And if you guess correctly, you'll double the points available on the board.
So we've had that. People.
So say Christina gets the question wrong and it's worth 15 points and you think you know the answer. You can double down on it. And if you guess it correct, it's worth 30 points.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We've had people double down on a 25, get it right, and get 50 points and win the game.
Okay.
This round wins the agita.
And what is our score? What's the score right now?
It's 65 to 45.
Okay. All right. It's 20 points.
You have a 20-point lead going into this.
Well, this is where you can lose.
And if you want to,
sweating.
You can use your lifeline clue and your double down at the same time. Some people have done that as well.
Oh, God. I hate this round. I wish the game ended in round two. I would have happily taken my loss with no stress.
You could do what in double down?
If Christina got it wrong.
Yeah.
You're on the fence. You're like, I may know this. And you still have your lifeline.
Oh.
You could use your lifeline there and double down.
Jeez, that's good strategy. Sounds like something Levine pulled off. Did Levine do that?
Very well could have. Very well could have.
he's always can zero in on those rules and go, this is a...
All right, so it's a 20-point game. Adam, you have choice of 1 through 5 to open us on this third round. Where would you like to begin?
I'm going to go with 1.
Going back to 1.
Back to 1. Back to 1.
All right. Your clue comes to us from patron Matt Scanlon, and it is Chocoholic. 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 So, Adam, how many notes do you want to open the bidding with? 4 is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be.
Let's go like 12 or something.
All right, 12. Christina.
Because I don't know from the clue.
10.
Settle the score.
All right, on 10 notes. Makes it worth 10 points. Christina, you do have your lifeline if you'd like to use it. Your clue again is Chocoholic. Chocoholic.
Okay.
I'm not totally sure, but I'll go off of the clue. I'm not gonna do a lifeline on that because I don't think it's gonna help me. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Are they two separate films at this point?
They are two separate films.
Not Johnny Depp.
They are. They are two separate films. Both answers are incorrect.
Okay.
I do know the answer.
Well, you can take the 10 points. You can double down on it, making it worth 20 if you know the answer.
I'll double down.
All right. Adam is doubling down.
That is Forrest Gump.
That is correct for 20 points.
We talked about that earlier.
Yes, we did. Yeah. I texted Andy as we were about to start the show and was like, oh, not only did Adam bring that up, now we're talking Forrest Gump, which is on the show.
Bad form. I'll never do that again. That's actually really bad form.
No, it's not. It's not. It might have put it in top of the mind awareness for people, and who knows?
Yeah. Well, that's a good one. You could actually get that one in 4 or so. Like, I think that's so distinct those first couple
months. I haven't watched Forrest Gump in... I don't know, 10 years maybe.
You have seen it though. So
Alan Silvestri.
Don't worry, the Grey's Anatomy theme is coming since we talked about that as well. We've amended the list. All right. Adam, you have choice, sir. 2 through 5. Where you want to go next?
I'm thinking 2.
All right. 2 it is. Your clue is Amber Heard. Amber Heard.
Oh, I think I know one place you could go here.
How many notes would you like to open the bidding with?
Ten.
I don't think I know anything really about her that other than she's like not really.
Now wait. Do you know that the clue often involves puns involved in other aspects of the movie?
Right, like that Amber Heard something.
One thing you could guarantee is that Amber Heard is not in the movie they're going to play this song. I would guarantee it's not.
Adam might be onto something there. Adam might be onto something there.
Hey, it took me a few shows to learn, but
yeah,
they were like, the clue is back to the future. Back to the future.
I know.
That's not how it works.
Only one time if I ever screwed that up, and it was actually with your buddy Paul.
Oh, really? Or was I, the actual?
Yeah.
The clue is DeLorean, and it's back to the future.
Yeah.
You said 10.
Yeah.
I have no point. I have to go for it, so I'll just go 9. I have no choice.
Make it worth 15 points.
8.
8.
Settle the score.
I will try. I will endeavor.
On 8.
Where was the clue again? Oh, yeah. Amber Heard.
Amber Heard. And you do have your lifeline. If you'd like that second clue, just let us know, and Andy will give it to you.
Thank you.
And here are your 8 notes.
Jurassic Park.
That is correct for 15 points.
For some reason, it occurred to me that there was not a herd in that, but there was a herd in The Lost World. That almost really screwed me up. That's knowing too much about movies. Thank you. There is a herd, the Gallimard.
Yeah, when they're running through the field and all those one dinosaur stream past them.
Oh, yeah, they do run in herds. It's literally a line.
Yeah.
They do run in herds.
Makes it 100 to 45. Christina, you're not out of this yet. You still got this. But Adam, 3 through 5, where are we going next?
You know, why mess with the winning formula? 3.
There you go. All right, number 3, it is. Your clue is a strong villain. A strong villain.
Okay.
Not getting much from that, so 15.
15.
Sames, 14.
13.
12.
11.
It's just, I'm losing by so much. I have to play. I'll jump to 9.
All right, 9.
What was the clue again?
A strong villain.
Strong villain. Settle the score.
All right, on 9 notes. Christina, you do have your lifeline. If you'd like a second clue, your first clue again was a strong villain.
Okay.
Here are your 9 notes.
This is a great piece of music to choose, but drive me nuts that I can't tell what it is.
Christina, you can hear it as many times as you like.
I feel like it's like a horror movie, and I hate scary movies because I'm a wuss.
We just brought this two notes below being able to recognize what it is. We were at about 3 too far because I'm like, oh, 3 more notes. I think I can get it.
Well, this is our 3rd question of this round, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, I'll probably just use my lifeline right now. That seems like the best play.
All right. Is your play. So Andy's going to read through the list of clues right now to give you your lifeline. And your first clue again was a strong villain.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, a lot to choose from here. Okay.
I had highlighted before that one, Q.
I haven't even got there. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But there are others to choose from. I'm just giving you as a heads up.
Yeah. I'll go along those lines anyway. I'll go with this one. Okay. Okay, your lifeline clue is, hey, Jude, don't let me down. Hey, Jude, don't let me down.
Okay.
That does not help. can I hear the song again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
My brain is going to, so you said Strong Villain, my brain is going to Mark Strong, and I know he sings some song before he dies in Kingsman, and I can't remember what the song it is. But I feel like it's an Elton John song. Because it's an Elton John in like the second one.
Like I'm offering no information on that.
I can't. Yeah, we can't.
Maybe.
Yeah. And then your second clue is, hey, Jude, don't let me down. A strong villain. And hey, Jude.
I'm just going to pick a movie I like that Mark Strong is in. I'm just going to stick with it. I'm going to say Shazam.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
What was the first clue?
A strong villain.
Right, right, right.
And then, hey, Jude, don't let me down. You already used your double down, so I'm going to go ahead and give you the points, but you can throw out a guess if you want.
Me?
Yeah.
AI.
No. Now, the two of you, okay, Jude Law is in this, and Mark Strong is in this.
Okay.
And Strong is the villain.
Our combined might will get one of us the points on this.
Mm. Oh, no. Adam, you've already gotten the points because she got it wrong and you don't have a double down. So you got the 15 points.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. So it's already, you know, a fait accompli on that.
So end. Well played getting those notes out of there. I see.
Yes.
I strategized because I swear two more notes, three more notes. And I'm like, I would be able to figure out what this is.
Can the two of you come up with the movie with that music where Mark Strong is a villain? And Jude Law.
Mark Strong and Jude Law. Yes, Sherlock Holmes.
That is correct.
Harpsichord. I'm hearing harpsichord. Like, there's no, you can't get out of that era, and yet it has to have Jude Law and Mark Strong. And it's like, oh, wow, it's quite a Rubik's Cube of a puzzle to put together there.
Awesome. All right, great. We have two left, four and five. Where would you like to go next?
I'm going to go four.
Ooh, I was like, mix it up, man. Mix it up, man.
I thought he might get you with that.
That's good with the harpsichord, yeah.
All right, number four it is. Your clue is be more woke. Be more woke.
Woke.
Okay.
Good pun. Whatever this is,
can't tell you until
God, I wish you could do this in teams. I need someone like right next to me to be like, here's everything I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it'd be unfair if I had Paul next to me, that's for sure. But
we've done team games in the past.
If you want to team up with someone next time, that's absolutely fine.
I was gonna say, normally I would just have my husband right here, we could be in the same room, so it would be
that
like
would totally combo. Work. Yep,
I'll take on two.
No fear from this guy.
I might need that. Yeah, maybe next time it'll be me and the teammate versus just one person.
The clue's not doing much for me, so I'm gonna go 15.
All right, 15.
I feel like I kind of have to just keep going for it, so I'll drop us down to 10, even though it's still the same points. But
yeah, boy, those points were very crucial. Settle the score at 10.
Okay.
The right, notes, less notes is not working out in this round. So,
all right. So, Christina, you do not have your lifeline.
Okay.
So, your clue again is be more woke.
Be more woke. Wit.
A wit can't answer.
Oh, that's right. Wrong round.
You want to hear that again?
Sorry. Yeah, play it again. I'm sorry.
No, fine.
I just got excited.
It's not going to help, but thank you.
No. Listen to this, though. It will.
Be more woke made me think like somebody's like in a coma. Like I was like, maybe it's Sleeping Beauty or Snow White.
Maybe it
and
is.
Then you played the song and I was like, it is not those two.
Are you sure it's not?
No, I'm not sure of anything. I hate round three. Sounded like sci-fi-ish, so I'll just pick a sci-fi movie where people are asleep. So I'll go Passengers, because I don't know.
Incorrect.
It's a really good
incorrect. Game. So, Adam, you get the points automatically, the 10 points. What's the answer?
All right. Scott? Nightmare on Elm Street.
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've only seen that one time in the daylight because I'm terrified.
And good call. Good call. Do not watch that one at night. Do not watch it anywhere in proximity of going to sleep.
I'm pretty sure I blacked it, like blocked it out of my memory.
You know what a good time for that movie is? 8 a.m.
Yeah.
First thing of the day. You have lots of time to forget before you go to sleep.
The bathtub scene was horrific.
Love the practical effect of that bullet when his face is coming through the wall. You know, it's just a big piece of balloon or whatever. And you're like,
yes,
works though. It works.
Oh, I know. Oh, amazing.
All right. So we have one left. It's number five. Your clue for this one is give me some sugar.
Give me some sugar. Please be what I think it's going to be. Probably not.
So, Adam, you're starting the bidding. How many notes do you start with?
However, I don't know. So, yeah, I'll start at 15 again.
All right, 15. Christina?
I mean, listen, I don't know. I'm debating just going for it and just going all the way down to get as many points as possible, but then I can't double down, so that's stupid anyway.
Hypothetically, like 25 points if you wanted to.
Wait, if I get it wrong, you can double, and you know it, you can double down.
Yeah. But you
actually, right? But then if I went extremely low, you would just tell me to settle the score, and then that strategy is out the window.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, like, part of me is like, you got to go big. This is your last shot to potentially win the game, but I don't think it's going to be possible. So I'll just go 10 notes.
But hold on, you can go super low because then you'll force me to give my lifeline, which will get you a second clue if I get it wrong. So that's not.
That's
no.
That's
if I go super low, then you can say settle the score. You don't have to go lower than
oh,
me.
Oh, I see.
So I said 10.
10 notes. Right.
9.
Settle the score, because that's all I got. That's the only chance I have.
I'm just excited to settle the score. I'm not a big competition guy. I'm just excited to hear another song from a movie that I might know with three other like-minded people.
I already forgot the clue.
Yeah, what was the clue? the clue
is give me some sugar.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah.
Give me some sugar.
I don't know.
Sugar. Movies with sugar or sweet people or sweet things.
Could be any of that. None of them.
Okay.
It could be the opposite, and that's the bit.
It could be. That could be slang for
it could be about a salt mine.
Okay, here we go.
Whoa. Give me some sugar. Oh, take my lifeline.
All right. You have your lifeline to use. So Andy's got to read through the list of clues to give you your lifeline.
That was just enough notes to know it, I think, but not ringing a bell.
Okay, your lifeline clue is wanna get high. Wanna get high.
Give me some sugar. I wanna get high. Give me some sugar.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, please. I don't know about the sugar clue. The Aviator.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Incorrect. So, Christina, you can double down on it if you want, or you can just take the 15 points.
I am going to double down because I know the answer.
All right. Doubling down. What do you got?
Mary Poppins.
That is correct for 30 points.
My big movie, jail movie. I've never seen Mary Poppins.
Oh, that's a great song.
Oh, really?
Right.
You've never seen Mary Poppins?
Never seen it.
Oh my God. You have no joy.
Oh, I have plenty of joy, but yeah.
Well, with that, Adam wins today's game 125-75. Congratulations, sir. You are today's champion.
Very good.
Nice facing you in the field of battle, of movie battle, Christina V.
Yeah, this game is so fun. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, so much fun,
back.
Right? Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
This is the the most lighthearted battle of all time.
Exactly.
Battle in quotes is what that is.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, as champion today, Adam, you have the floor first to plug, promote, say whatever you like, but go ahead and take it away.
Well, of course, you mentioned the movie guys at the top of the show. But one thing I would like to plug is I have had the opportunity to work alongside Mike Post recently, who, you guys know music, you probably know who Mike Post is. Andy, do you know Mike Post?
If it's the same Mike Post, it might be a common name. The TV theme guy? I'm assuming he does other stuff, which is, I might be undermining him, but
sure,
yeah.
Sure, well, he has an album coming out. He wrote a symphony during quarantine. So he's got an album coming out soon, and I got to do his social media. So I wanted to plug at Mike Post Composer on all the socials, and you'll see a bunch of videos and stuff that I've culled of his history, and all of his theme songs are popping up. He's doing a TikTok thing where he's reacting to the theme songs and stuff. But yeah, it's Magnum PI, it's Rockford Files, LA Law, Hill Street Blues, NYPD Yes, Law and Order.
Yeah.
Riptide, Magnum, A-Team. There you go, Quantum Leap, yes. Blossom. There you go, Hill Street Blues.
And then, of course, I don't know if you
mentioned American Hero.
This is like one we've had on the show, so this is like good territory.
Oh, you have? That's my favorite. That's my favorite. That's right, because there's a movie. You guys used the theme in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Where's our Hill Street Blues movie?
Child's mind.
He's a legend. That's so cool. Yeah.
At Mike Post, at Mike Post Composer on all the socials and stuff. It's really fun. It's really cool. I got to meet a living legend since I was a kid. I've always enjoyed those theme songs and wondered why they weren't treated like music. And then all of a sudden his TV theme started showing up on the radio, and I was like, oh, it is real music. He had those were radio hits. Hill Street, Greatest American Hero, Rockford, they were like radio hits. So yeah, anyway, if you can go do that, thank you for the serenade there, Andy.
Oh, that's so much fun to play. Yeah, I love playing TV theme. We'll have to do a TV themes episode or Settle the Score at some point, but yeah, I love TV themes. They're great. And I'll get the Grey's Anatomy one ready for you, of course.
Perfect. Thank you.
It's a lot like the A-Team theme, I think, when you think about it.
Right? It is. Oh, yeah. They're just rushing into surgery. Yeah, it's got that fantastic...
Doesn't it have like...
Scalpel.
Doesn't the theme to Grey's have like a toy box effect? Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing. My ex used to watch it. I feel like it has a toy boxy sound to it,
like a little last toy piano type thing.
Exactly.
They only used it in like the first season, and they really stopped using it.
Yeah, I don't know where I'd find that, but yeah, it's. I feel like I don't have anything. Oh, in keyboard, hold on, Vamp. I'll find something.
Sure.
Not that I know where I know how to. I don't know how to play it.
But anyway, follow Matt Mike Post Composer on the socials.
Definitely do. Yeah,
appreciate it.
I feel like it's like awesome. Something in and around that kind of sound, but that's from
play the A-Team with that effect on. I just got to hear play Hill Street Blues with that.
Okay, yeah.
kind of works.
Island.
A little mermaid version of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Still worry out.
Very nice. Awesome.
And Christina, you had a great showing. Nice little comeback at the end there. Is there anything you'd like to say, plug, promote?
I will say, if you are a parent, please read to your children and go over their math facts because they don't know them. So please help the future of our country and make sure that your children know how to read, write, and do basic math
and help us all out, please. And be kind to your child's teacher, because we're trying. We're trying.
I feel a little self-centered with my plug now. You went with like America and the youth.
I don't do anything. I don't do anything really for myself. I just watch Grey's Anatomy and hang out with my four cats. So that's my life. I am married. I'm not totally alone, but you know, that's how I spend my time.
You have four cats. It sounds like you weren't alone before that, but
no.
there's a line in Matilda the musical, not the movie version because they cut the song, but the stage show, where the line is, "What you know matters less than the volume with which what you don't know is expressed." Oh. Basically, like Mrs. Wormwood being like loud, and she's saying it. You know, Miss Honey's like all about knowledge and learning, and Mrs. Wormwood wants to be just like, it doesn't matter what you know, I'm louder than you, in that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's...
And I feel like the confidence that you said 33 with is worth points, in my opinion. And it was because you went, oh, that's math, 33.
Didn't know when Top Gun came out, so my math was like, if I knew the years, it's just math. Yeah. The downfall was I didn't know the years, so I was just kind of guessing.
There's a moment for the audio listeners where it'll be like, why did she preface a guess with math? It just sounds like you went, oh, that's math, but I can't be bothered to work out right now, 33.
And then I like math so little that once it was established that all you had to do was subtract 1985 from 2025, or is that what it was? 20, or when is it?
86 and 2020,
whatever. 86. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just blindly guessed the correct answer without even doing that math. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, you had a little information. We told you her 33 was low, so you went higher.
Yeah, 86 to, yeah.
Well, thank you so much to both of you for joining us today.
This was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Andy, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Just thank you to you both. It was so much fun. Great to have you sort of go against each other. It's not a matchup that I sort of had in my head. And it's like, it was perfect. Your vibes and very, very polite. And, you know,
we are pretty awesome people. So
great people. Yeah. Great.
Thank you. Yeah.
Great hoodie, Christy. I think that's the best hoodie we've had on the show.
Oh, yeah. I do want to plug. This is my Peggy hoodie. I didn't.
Oh,
yeah.
Peggy hoodie.
That's what I assumed. Like, no offense to your husband, but I assumed that you'd be like, you know, the hoodie team of the score matchup. But yeah.
We can definitely do that. I just met, then he would be in the same room. We could be secretive, but like Peggy.
Yeah, we'd have to have you in the same room. So if we can make that happen, we will definitely do it.
Okay. Well, it's winters and both of us live in cold places, but in the summertime, I will happily go to Chicago. I'm not going anywhere there now. So
smart idea. Good idea. Very smart.
Yeah. And Adam, best of luck with the mic post stuff. That sounds really cool. I feel like I follow him somewhere anyway, but I'll make sure I get him all the follows and look forward to that symphony album.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, anybody that's interested in this show, you're going to be interested. If you don't know who Mike Post is, trust me, you'll want to know follow along, because he's the best. I mean, he would deny it, but I think he's the John Williams of TV. You know, it's like,
100%. When you go and look at his IMDb, it's like, this guy does not stop working.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. Mm. And he even did the Indiana Jones TV show when I was a kid, which was called Tales of the Gold Monkey. And I am showing my age, because that show was on for about a season or two. But
never even heard of it. Tales of
the Gold Monkey. Yeah, me neither.
Stephen Collins from Star Trek the Motion Picture and something else more obvious than that was the Indiana Jones type. And what's not the DuckTales TV show, the one with the plane?
Tailspin, whatever it's called.
Yeah, Tailspin. It is based a little on Tales of the Gold Monkey. The pilot's dressed the same way. I think his companion is a dog, just like in the show. I forget, but there's a Tailspin. They took a lot of that from Tales of the Gold Monkey.
No way. That's
interesting. Okay.
Fun fact.
All right. Well, that is it for this week's show. Once again, thank you to both of you for joining us today. It was fantastic to see you. And you can follow Andy at STS_AndyM, and you can follow me at Madnost. That is it for this week's Settle the Score. We'll see you guys next week with another new episode. Until then, adios.
Bid you a fondue.